This episode is brought to you by KG Productions.
On the spiritual path, is it important to seek final moksha or to live righteously and to accept without desire whatever God endows on us at the time of passing? It's a lengthy question, but I will break it down and I will give you the answer. The term moksha means liberation. There are the four purusharths. Now, for understanding this very simply, why are you here in this world? That is the question. The reason why you are here is to attempt these four things. We call it dharma, artha, kama, moksha. You are here for a certain job, whatever it might be. You are here for doing certain kind of a duty or a job or a purpose. It may be even procreation, really doesn't matter. That comes under kama. You have to make a living. That is under earth. You have to follow a righteous path under dharma. Now the moksha one is the last one, which means every individual here has to attempt to reach the point of liberation. What is this liberation? Remember, in the previous answer I was saying we have multiple lifetimes. So we have come and gone. Rebirths are there. Now the number of rebirths that you might have taken could be running into hundreds and thousands of them. How much of karma you have accumulated? Nobody can say how many karmas you have accumulated, because all this is in a repository. Deposit somewhere. It is accumulated karmas, sanchit as we call it. Now these sanchit karmas can never be ascertained, because in this one lifetime you cannot actually understand how many sanchit karmas you have. What you have come to expiate is called prarabdha karma. So when we are talking of moksha means ultimate liberation. You see, ultimate liberation means there should be zero karma in your name. You have a pile of sanchit over there. Has it become zero? No way. You have prarabdha karma, which means you have to go through your lifetime of it. Has it finished? That also cannot be said. Because if you look at all the sages and the saints that have lived in the past, you will come to know that they have to go through their sufferings. Take the case of even the greatest of the gurus also. You see, they have to go through their sufferings. Right? So prarabdha is literally fixed onto you. You cannot go and delete it. It cannot be removed. You have to go through your karma, come whatever may. We are bothered about the sanchit. So moksha can be a very difficult issue, because you got to remove the entire moksha out. The moksha has to be eliminated. Totally erased. How many human lives do you have? Just now you have only one. And in that one you have to go towards this moksha, which is what you have to attempt. That is the fourth purusharth. So if moksha is difficult, what is a person supposed to do? This is the question you need to ask yourself. What can I do if I cannot reach realization, if I cannot get liberated? Now, on the path of liberation, let me tell you something else. Liberation means complete dissolution. You are not going to come back. No, you are not going to come back at all. You are going to become a Buddha. You understand Buddha? Buddha means liberated. He has become liberated, completely full of knowledge and liberated. He has gone off. The Buddha cannot come back. So you cannot have reincarnation of the Buddha. Alright? Anybody can become a Buddha. Anybody can become a Buddha. There are many Buddhas before this, the one that we are talking about. The one that we are talking about is called Siddhartha, who became Gautam Buddha. I'm sure you understand that. He is called Shakyamuni also. Prior to him, there were many other Buddhas. They got liberated and they went. Then he came and he got liberated and he went. He's not going to come back. That is moksha. That is complete erasing. Then even your database is erased. Everything is gone. Is moksha the ultimate aim for a person? Not at all. Moksha is not the ultimate aim. There is no moksha in other religions. Have you heard any religion talking about moksha? Never. You see, we are following the Sanatan Dharma. The Buddhists follow their path. After Buddha, after somebody becomes Buddha, then what? In their world, that is it. Full stop. But on the path which we are talking about, this is a path even mentioned by the Christians, by Islam, everybody. They all mention about this path, which is talking about the love and devotion for God. That is higher than even moksha, by the way. There are various levels, all right? The level which we are talking about where moksha is at the part where it is called the first divine unmanifest. You become unmanifest, you dissolve. What we are talking about is beyond this. It is called the second divine unmanifest. That is a place where the supreme divine consciousness, Father in heaven, Krishna, that, whatever you want to call him, he stays. Okay, so that is the second level over there, and you have to attempt that. And to go there, what is the way? The way is called Bhakti Marg. Just now I explained to you the Bhakti Marg. It is nothing but love and devotion. A person can reach moksha by any path if they wish to. I mean, they got to have that sincerity, see. But beyond moksha is this other path, which is full of love and devotion. So first part I have explained about moksha. Now we will do the second part of the same question. To live righteously and to accept without desire whatever God endows on us at the time of passing. Whoever has written the question is talking about the path of bhakti only. Yes. To live a righteous life, dharmartha, like I said, that is the one. You have to live a righteous life. After living a righteous life, understand this thing, you are not the body. If you are not the body and you are the divinity who has taken up the body, see, remember what I am saying. You are that divine being who has taken that body. It is like the water which is filled in a bottle. Alright? The bottle is not water. Water is separate, bottle is separate. So if you have taken up a body, what makes you think that you are the body? You don't drink the bottle, you drink the water in the bottle. right? The water is important, not the bottle. So think about it. This is the thing that we need to understand. Whatever happens to the bottle, you remember, if the bottle has to be transported to various locations, it is going to go. It is going to face whatever music that comes on the way. It will get thrown around. It will get stored in the fridge. It can, whatever can happen. In the same way, human beings will have to go through their stages in life. Accepting it is important. In that, without desire. Well, desires are a part and parcel of our life. The one desire that you got to have, the one desire, is the desire to be one with the divine. That's it. You don't have to have any other desire whatsoever. So when you have this desire for the divine, then there can be no other desire, isn't it? If you are doing a job in the material world, you are doing it for the Lord. Who has given you the job? He has given. See, the final thrust, the final emphasis, the final underlining of anything that you are doing for the God only. You are not doing it for some average human being. Please understand this. Whatever that you do in this world, maybe you are eating, maybe you are drinking, maybe you are sleeping, you are going to work, you are dropping your kids to school, you are doing some business. In all these things that I am talking about, remember, you are kept over there for a purpose by the divine. And you got to do that job diligently for the divine, not for yourself, because you have eliminated the desire, isn't it? So that job which you are doing is only for the divine. This is the third path, which is called the path of Bhakti Marga. There are no other covenants over here. There is nothing like that. You are just going to do that job for God. And that is the reason why Jesus Christ said, I am the Son of God. You are the son and the daughter of God. Do you get the point? If you are the son and the daughter of God, are you not doing His work only? He has given you a job. He has given you a salary. You may say the salary comes from my company. No. The salary comes because you have got a job. How did you get the job? It is because He has given it to you. You have got a life. He has given it to you. This is the understanding which a person needs to have. So, whatever God endows us at the time of passing. Yes, of course. When you are going away, when you are leaving your body, the last thought also needs to be about that divine only. So you got to train yourself in just thinking about God. That is the reason why you are given songs, bhajans, kirtans. Your guru may give you certain mantra which is connected to that. Right? So today in the morning when we were doing a satsang, at that time the mantra given yesterday rather, Om Namo Narayana. Take the name of Narayana. Don't you know the story? When the person says the name of Narayana, he reaches there. So it is exactly like that. So at the time of passing, then also the love and devotion for the divine has to be there. Then your entry is straight into that place. So this is the way in which you have to understand.